Joining me this morning are two folks representing Sitka Folk. I have Ted Howard and Lon Garrison. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Holly.
Good morning, Holly.
And before we announce the amazing band that's coming to town, tell us a little bit about what Sitka Folk is.
Sitka Folk is a nonprofit group of volunteers who get together and choose music, choose artists to come to Sitka, run the venue, and collect tickets, print tickets, and do all the things necessary to make the people, the artists who come here comfortable, take them out in the boat, feed them crab, and then provide good music for Sitkans.
That's no small feat.
Yeah. And there are about five or six of us that do that.
Yeah, it's a pretty good chore, but it's a really fun one. But, you know, as an organization, our mission is really to bring folk music and folk art to Sitka and share it with the community of Sitka. And then the other portion of our mission is to offer that as an educational opportunity. So most of the time we really try to involve these artists as they come up in the community, offering workshops and whatnot. And we've had just some fantastic workshops. Last year we had some artists, Alistair Fraser, who put on a workshop that was one of the best I've ever seen.
Yes.
I mean, he's an exceptional teacher, but Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas, and they had almost every fiddle in the community playing along and freeing their bow arm, you know, and just making it express itself. It was really amazing. And in the past, we've had Guy Davis, who put on a fantastic show and really connects well with people and just loves to do that kind of stuff. So that's another big part of our mission, is not just entertainment for the sake of entertainment, but really to expose people to folk music and its resurgence in the country and its art form and educational possibilities.
And the artist that you're bringing up now is a band called Joy Kill Sorrow.
Yes.
And I guess this band doesn't have the purest genre of just being a folk band. How would you describe them?
No, it's, you know, a lot of these bands, they're kind of tough to pigeonhole or stereotype, and they don't really want to be, for one.
And the stereotype for folk would be singing about
the
environment.
You know,
and
environment,
politics.
Ballads. Of course, you have, you know, great classics like Pete Seeger, who mm-hmm. is the ultimate folk musician, and he's all about music for the people. And these bands are often the same way, but they take a little different tour of that genre a little bit, and they broaden it. They often will do some major arrangements of traditional tunes that are out there. And so if folks remember when Crooked Still was in town about 3 years ago now, can't believe it's been that long, but these folks, Joy Kill Sorrow, are peers of that group. And they are somewhat in that same genre. It's kind of loosely called Americana, but it's acoustic string music, generally made up of mandolin, guitar, banjo, usually a bass, a fiddle, and sometimes a little bit of percussion here and there. But they do some really amazing things, and they put these things together in a way that is very appealing. They'll incorporate aspects of blues, aspect of jazz, bluegrass. So they have all these different things that they draw off of. And Joy Kill Sorrow comes from kind of a cohort of folks that have gone through the Berklee School of Music in Boston and come out of that scene and still emanate from that scene, Boston and even Manhattan and whatnot, and really put together a unique sound that's, I find, incredibly attractive.
Ted, do you get to be the talent scout for these bands?
Well, they come to us through different means. Some people are recommended to us by our peers here in town. Sometimes we just luck into the booking because an agent has an open slot on the way up to Anchorage. But yes, we have a stack of CDs that we go through, and we kind of say yes, no, yes, no. And this was a definite yes. Joy Kill Sorrow, it's an odd name. Joy Kill Sorrow is a wonderful name, actually. But they are paying homage to their bluegrass roots. WJKS was where Bill Monroe had his live show with his brother, Charlie. So they pay homage to those bluegrass roots, but also they kind of take a little bit of indie rock energy and anger sometimes, you know, just strong feelings, and put that into their lyric. It's really a good mix of sound.
And I think a lot of these bands sometimes, it's interesting, you know, we said Americana, there's sort of an indie rock feel to a lot of these. So
yes.
This band sounds like it's going to appeal on a lot of different levels.
Well, we have the guitar player has won the National Flat Pick Championship at Winfield, Kansas, which, you know, a Doc Watson style contest, you know, that sort of. Sort of music. And we have a graduate of the Berklee School, the first full scholarship band, Lynn student from Berklee School of Music, somebody who a banjo player was with Crooked Still, a vocalist who had won the Canadian Folk Music Young Performer Awards, and then a winner of the John Lennon Songwriting Contest for the other member of the band. This is an all-star band.
This is an overachieving band. It seems very much like Queen, which was the overeducated rock band. I want to go back to the flat picking.
Yes.
There's a contest?
Oh, yeah.
Like a music Olympics?
Major. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I must know more.
Yes, a music Olympics. They have it. It's been 30-some years now in Winfield, Kansas, is the Walnut Valley Picking Championship. And you play your arrangement of tunes, and judges in a room where they can't see who the contestant is judge you. And there's a hierarchy of people who win this, and you win a guitar. If you win the contest, you win a fancy guitar. But now Matt, who's coming to town, makes his own guitars, played his own guitar to win this contest. So he has to take somebody, you know, he's won this guitar, so what's he going to do with it?
Yeah.
he only plays his own guitars.
What a terrific problem to have. Oh, my goodness. So, Lon, when is this concert?
The concert's going to be next Thursday evening, November 15th, at the Sitka Performing Arts Center. And doors will open at about 6:30. The show is scheduled to go on at 7. And two 45-minute sets. Tickets are available at Old Harbor Books and also online at sitkafolk.org. And they're a little bit more expensive than normal for this go-around. This band was a little bit more expensive. They're that kind of a caliber band, so we have to step it up a little bit. So We unfortunately had to increase the price just slightly. So it's about $5 more a ticket. And it's something that we've been reluctant to do, but costs are going up. And it's, you know, it costs, I think people would be really surprised what it costs to actually produce these concerts. It can be pretty costly. And we're happy if we break even.
Yeah. Just imagine buying tickets for five people to and from Seattle. On the airplane, yeah. And you kind of see what part of our costs are.
Understood. How would other people see folk music in the lower 48? I mean, we're blessed here,
sure,
in Sitka to have really beautiful venues, and I know some performers have said Sitka audiences really listen. It's a
mm-hmm.
different mm-hmm. audience. And so how would other people in the lower 48 see these bands, and, you know, what's the atmosphere or ticket prices?
Well, if you've traveled down south and participated or gone to see bands down south, you'll often find them at taverns and saloons and clubs and those kinds of things. So that's one way a lot of people see them. And often when they're performing in that setting, ticket prices are usually a bit less because they're in a commercial venue where, you know, whoever's promoting the concert is always gaining revenue from something else. Usually alcohol sales.
Mm-hmm.
But the other way that you, of course, can see them are at festivals, which is a very common way. You know, I saw Joey Kilsarro down at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival. They've performed at Winterfest down in Seattle, which is a big three-day folk festival that goes on in February, probably at Merlefest. I mean, there's all kinds of folk festivals. And then the other way is to see them in concert on their own, like this. And really, the great thing about bringing these bands to Sitka is we are able to offer them that true concert experience, which provides them with the best opportunity to showcase their musicality, so to speak. And I think Sitka audiences are exceptional at that because we're tuned into that. We know what it's worth, and we really appreciate it. And the community understands how that works. Matter of fact, sometimes sometimes we have to really pull people out to get them to loosen up a little bit. You know, they're not at a chamber music concert all the time where, you know, there's a different code of behavior that's always expected. Sometimes these folk shows are, you know, more participatory. So we like to see people go ahead and get enthusiastic.
We have to do a little pre-show announcement.
Warm them up.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we're just about out of time.
Right.
Sitka Folk presents Joy Kills Sorrow. That's happening Thursday, November 15th, 7 p.m. at the Sitka High School Performing Arts Center. Tickets are $25 for adults.
Yep.
Students, $20, and it's a little bit more at the door. And I'd like to thank my guests, Ted Howard and Lon Garrison, for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Holly.
Thanks for having us.